Paul, the movie Reagan in theaters everywhere starting this weekend. Let's talk a bit about how the film came about. But before there was the film, there was the book, The Crusader, which you wrote. How did that get started? How did that project come about?
Yeah, well, thanks, Loman. So I started researching Reagan, in graduate school, really, in the 1990s. My first major book was called God and Ronald Reagan. That came out in 2004. And I got a call from the Rock River in Dixon, Illinois. I mean, this is almost poetic how this worked, from Mark Joseph. And he said, "My name is Mark Joseph. I'm a Hollywood producer. I've been involved in the Chronicles of Narnia, among other things. And I just love this book, God and Ronald Reagan. This is a book I've been waiting for. Mark's a strong Christian guy, evangelical guy. And he said, this is a book I wish I could have written. Does anybody have the movie rights to it?" And I said, "No. If you're interested, we can talk about it." And I told him, "By the way, it's kind of poetic that you're calling me from the Rock River, because my next book on Reagan, which is going to be called The Crusader, Ronald Reagan and the Fall of Communism, starts with Reagan at the Rock River in Dixon, Illinois. And it ties what Reagan did there as this kind of rescuer, this guy who believes that he can save individual people, right? Reagan saved the lives of 77 people over seven summers as a lifeguard in Dixon, Illinois. And I said, this really translates into kind of his Cold War mission to play the role of rescuer, he believed, right? We win, they lose, that we could defeat the Soviets peacefully and win the Cold War. Ultimately, Reagan, the movie starring Dennis Quaid, is based on The Crusader. When people watch the film, it debuts in theaters this Labor Day weekend, 2024. They will hear the word Crusader a lot, uttered by John Voight, who plays the KGB agent, Victor. Yeah, that comes from my book title. And you'll see in the opening credits, it says, based on the book, The Crusader, Ronald Reagan and the Fall of Communism. That's how it came about.
Tell us a little bit then about the movie, without giving away all the plot, although most of our listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with Ronald Reagan and what unfolded during his presidency. But what sort of approach does this movie take to telling the story of Ronald Reagan?
It's a really inspiring story. And I think liberals will agree with this. It's a time of unity in America. At one point in the film, we show the map of the United States after the 1984 election, and it is truly a sea of red with one little tiny blue dot in the Midwest representing Minnesota, the home state of Walter Mondale, Ronald Reagan's challenger. Reagan won 49 out of 50 states, Loman, 49 out of 50 states. The Electoral College was 525 to 13. You got almost 60% of the vote. So, you know, everybody, you know, to quote Walter Cronkite, you know, the liberal CBS journalist, but who was, you know, Mr. Reporter, Mr. News in the 1970s and 1980s, "Everyone likes Ronald Reagan. I've never seen anything like it. He's the most popular president since Eisenhower. Everyone loves him. Everyone liked him." And in this film, I think you'll see why. He's an inspiring figure, a likable figure, beginning with his time, not just at the Rock River, but in Hollywood, when he became a household name, not only in movies, but as host of General Electric Theater on TV, 1954 to 1962. Widely popular governor in California, won two landslide elections there. And then the story is a feel-good story about this man on a mission to defeat genuinely evil. He called it an evil empire. Evil, atheistic, murderous, bloody Soviet communism to peacefully win the Cold War. And he does. In the end of the movie, you see him at the Berlin Wall giving a speech, "Mr. Gorbachev, you know, tear down this wall." And in the closing scenes, we have him quite literally riding off into the sunset, which is not made up, right? He's at his ranch in California, taking one last ride on his horse before his riding companion, Secret Service agent John Barletta, told him, "You know, Mr. President, I'm sorry, but you know, you've got the Alzheimer's. We're really worried about you, and this needs to be your last ride." And that actually happened. And he takes his last ride off into the sunset. That's how the movie ends.
Wow. Ronald Reagan, as you pointed out, very popular. We're not going to see a 49-state victory by anybody, I think, for the remainder of our lifetimes. But even with all of his popularity, has there been any pushback from the left on this movie in terms of preventing the publicity and the fact that, you know, when you revive Ronald Reagan here during a presidential cycle, it's going to have an uplifting effect on Republicans and independents, even some Democrats.
Well, it should. And I mean, I think even Democrats will watch this and say, boy, we long for a time for a Reagan, because you know, they obviously don't think Donald Trump is Reagan. They hate Trump's guts. But yeah, they don't like Kamala Harris either. I mean, they're going to vote for her. They're lining up behind her, but they know she's not a unifying figure. You know, whoever wins this election is going to win it with probably 48-49% of the vote, right? They're not going to win the Electoral College 489-49 like Reagan did against an incumbent in 1980, and then 525-13 in 1984. Also, Reagan is played by Dennis Quaid, and I think everybody likes Dennis Quaid. He's a likable character. He plays a likable Reagan. I got to give a shout out to David Henry, the young man who, Loman, you and I are too old to know this, but younger people will know from the Disney Channel, Wizards of Waverly Place, that TV show. David Henry was the main male character in that, the older brother of Selena Gomez. He plays the young Reagan. John Voight does a great job as Victor, the KGB agent. And I think one of the people who really steals the show, Penelope Ann Miller, plays just an awesome Nancy Reagan. I mean, she is really good. And I think the lady deserves an Oscar nomination for it. I mean, she's really impressive.
The film is simply called Reagan, and it is in movie theaters everywhere beginning this weekend. Paul, also, where can folks go if they, A, would like to learn more about the film? Is there a website? And also, is The Crusader, the book that the film is based on, is that still available?
It's available. HarperCollins reissued it, and HarperCollins, Harper Perennial is the publisher, so they reissued it for this film. And I would say just go to Google, DuckDuckGo, or whatever you go to, and type in Reagan movie, and you'll get a whole bunch of different platforms to order it, to see it. IMDb page, Wikipedia page, Facebook, and it's going to be in 3,500 theaters this opening Labor Day weekend, starting August 30th. So just go to Google, type in Reagan the movie, and go from there.
Can't wait to see it. Dr. Paul Kengor from the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, author of The Crusader, upon which the movie Reagan is based. Paul, thank you for being with us.
Hey, sure thing, Loman. Thanks.